Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. So today I really wanted to, of course, touch upon what is going on in the world right now to bring some relief, to open up a conversation and to connect with you guys as well of how I'm feeling, how everybody's feeling, how we can navigate this and what the best things we can do right now is. So I feel like this is going to be a mashup of different topics throughout this podcast, but I just feel all of this is obviously really relevant right now. And obviously with just at the moment, obviously I film these podcasts a week in advance. So at the moment, you know, in the UK, we're not actually in lockdown, but probably by the time this episode comes out, we probably will be. So it's just, it's that uncertainty of anticipation as well of what could happen, how we're all feeling. And I think, you know, what I just want to start off by saying is, it's like none of us have experienced this before. That's what we've got to remember. We are all here experiencing this for the first time. There is nobody who has the secret to how to deal with this or, you know, how we can magically get through this apart from going through it. You know, that's the answer here of we are all going through it together, and the more we can come together and support one another and navigate these weird times of anxiety and fear and unknowingness. And you know, definitely I've done a lot of topics anyway of like how to reduce your anxiety, obviously by reducing your exposure to news channels, newspapers, etc. So go and listen to my solo cast before for all of that kind of information. I don't really want to repeat and bore people with talking about the same things over and over again. But, you know, myself, it's been an interesting one. I feel like because of my couponing days, I'm always prepared. I'm a Virgo. I am always prepared for every single possible outcome. As Virgos, we do that. So if you have Virgo in your natal chart anywhere, you will probably be familiar with preparing and thinking of every possible outcome. Was I prepared for this though? Absolutely not. And you know, even I think it was, God, a good month and a half ago, I was, you know, buying a mask, just, you know, just one, nothing crazy, just to protect myself. And all my friends like, Emma, don't you think that's a bit extreme? You know, you're buying a mask. And then there was me, you know, just buying some Carex soap and things, like just having a healthy little stockpile. And people thought I was mad. They were like, are you sure? I don't think it's going to be that bad. And then it's like, wow, a month and a half later, we're here facing lockdown, pretty much facing what Italy, China, Spain have gone through, etc. So it's just mad. And you know, it's interesting, my parents went away to the Maldives in the middle of February and they were quite concerned about their own health at the time. And I said, you've not got to worry about that, you've got to worry about this virus. And my intuition was like, tell them not to go, tell them not to go. And I was like, I just don't think you should go, not because of your own health, but I think because of this virus, we just don't know how it's going to play out. And again, everyone thought I was mad. And I felt mad, you know, being so, I guess, conscious of all of this. It's quite an early stage as well. But, you know, when my parents obviously got quarantined in the Maldives, the island they were on for 5 days, you know, my intuition was like, that's why you were saying not to go. But luckily they're okay. They come back safe and healthy. So, you know, that's the best possible outcome here. But my intuition this whole time has been saying, just be prepared. Just be prepared. It's going to be okay. But just be sensible. Have your sensible head on. So, you know, I started just, you know, gradually just building up a little stockpile of stuff because I live by myself. And, you know, it's sensible to have stuff in. So I'm not relying on other people. And if I was to potentially become ill, I can look after myself as well. So for me, you know, it was just being sensible in that sense. And I knew what was going to come. I knew what was going to come. So my coupon queen stockpiling days definitely came in handy for sure. But I don't even think I was prepared fully for the extent people would go with their stockpiling and clearing shelves. And it's just gone crazy here. I'm sure it's the same everywhere in the world, but definitely in the UK, I'm like, wow, I forgot I live here with people who are so selfish. And, you know, it's just heartbreaking to see the elderly not being able to get groceries, the vulnerable also, you know, suffering, even NHS staff. I mean, it's crazy that people are, even the people who are saving our lives, people are still stealing food off the shelves from vital NHS workers, you know, because they have an hour for the NHS workers to come in and buy food, and just anybody who is anyone was going in and clearing the shelves. So yeah, it's been a tough one for me to see it unfold. So obviously I'm glad that I prepared when I did for this, that I was like, okay, just be prepared. And it's like, you know, I've even brought a little camping stove in case the power goes out. And, you know, my dad was like, that's such a good idea. And my friends were like, are you sure? And I was like, yes, because if the power goes out, all this food we have, we're not going to be able to cook it. And also, you know, I would rather spend £18 on something and never need it. I mean, I'll go camping, I'll use it in my lifetime, absolutely. But I'd rather spend £18 on something like that, which would be able to cook my meals and help me to eat the food I have in my house, than not spend that £18, the power goes out, and then I have nothing to cook my food with. So, you know, for me, it just makes me a lot calmer when, you know, and I don't mean in excess, like I definitely have not gone crazy or mad with stuff, definitely not, because I'm just so conscious of how it impacts everyone else. And it's expensive to do so as well, definitely. So I've had moments of anxiety coming up, definitely. I think just because of how the public are acting, not so much the virus, the fear of everybody else is what has been stressing me out. And I know that when I speak to my spiritual friends, like, they have experienced exactly the same. And we've all been having these weird tension headaches every now and again that kind of come and go. And again, I definitely am putting it down to collective fear, because it doesn't feel like our own. It's in one spot. It's just weird, and they come in waves. So I definitely feel the collective fear hits us in waves of, one minute I feel fine, one minute I feel quite content. It's almost like, it's like, you know, when you wake up in the morning and it's almost like if something bad's happened, you just forget for that split moment. And then you just kind of think, oh, it kind of hits you of, oh, that happened. So that's all I can explain this like, is I'll have moments where it feels like it feels normal. And then I'm like, wait, this really isn't normal at all. And obviously living and working by myself, I'm used to self-isolation. I've realized during this time that my life pretty much is self-isolation without even realizing. You know, the only difference for me is that I'm not spending time with my loved ones or friends. I can't just like go out and see them. So I think for myself, and I would definitely encourage anybody else who lives alone to absolutely rely on your circle right now, and do what you need to do to fill your own cup as well, because that's so important. And I think that's what's hit me in waves as well, of like, because I spend so much time by myself, I thought, great, you're used to this. But then I think it's hit me of, you're not just going to be able to see your loved ones, you're not just going to be able to see your parents and friends and loved ones, like, you can't. And yeah, it's an odd feeling, isn't it? Where it suddenly kind of hits you, the reality of all of this. And I really hope it hits everyone else in the UK, because clearly everybody just obviously wants martial law, because they are out and about down the beach, you know, hanging out with large groups of people, like it's not even an issue. So it baffles me. It blows my mind, honestly, how just people don't take this stuff seriously. So yeah, it's been an odd time of navigating things as they come up, and I'm learning on the job as well. Like, guys, of everything I'm telling you, like, I'm learning on the job as well. So it is a case of all of us coming together and using our tools and using our resources that we have, spiritual tools and etc., to just keep bringing the peace, keep bringing the calm amongst the storm. And there is so, like, I don't want to say there are so many positives that come from this, because obviously, you know, I fully witness that people are dying, and it's not great. It's not great for people to witness their loved ones go through this. So absolutely honoring that. But there has been some, I guess, silver linings, glimmers of hope during this time of Mother Earth is repairing. And, you know, on the topic of why this is all happening, like, I can't sit here and give you that answer. No one can. Like, no one can. And, you know, Kyle Gray touched upon this as well, and I'm really glad he did, of, like, it's kind of just irresponsible to be sat here during it, especially, saying that, oh, it's a new earth, oh, it's this, it's that, it's the other, because people are dying, and that sucks. And it hurts, and it's not great. And I think we just need to be a little bit human in those moments and have those human moments of, actually, we're going through this right now. Do we really need to know why this is, the greater plan picture? And, you know, again, people are saying, like, why didn't the astrologers see this coming? Oh, they did. They did. If you follow any decent astrologers, they definitely said that 2020 was going to be an interesting one. And it definitely has. And I think finding the funny memes of have we tried turning 2020 off and on again, definitely has been keeping me going. You know, 2020 has actually been a really good year for myself, apart from the last month. Well, I think everybody can say that. So it's just weird, isn't it? Like, I don't quite know how to describe all of this, because what can we say? Like, we don't know the bigger picture. We don't know the divine plan as such for this. I feel it's good, though. When I tune into it, I feel it's good. I feel that it's obviously sad and heartbreaking what is happening to many people. But I feel that as a collective, we will come out of this so much stronger. And I feel that Mother Earth has, you know, the time to heal right now. You know, I think, and what I keep hearing from muggles, as I call them, like my parents, for example, and like friends who are not spiritual at all, you know, they're like, oh, you know, I think the earth just like trying to like wake us up. And I was like, for them to be saying this, like, I've been saying this for ages, but now they're all saying it. And, you know, even like I've heard people say, like, we just can't go on like the way we have. And I was like, this is really interesting that people who are not on our sort of wavelength or think about these things are saying this on their own free will. So I really feel that all of us will be reevaluating how we're spending our time, how we're living our lives. I think everything, like, we've got, you know, at the moment in here in the UK, we're kind of facing 8 weeks plus of this lockdown. And 8 weeks is a long ass time to be sat with yourself. So if you can't go outwards, go inwards. Like, this is the time to address anything you have been avoiding emotionally, physically, decluttering emotionally, physically as well in your home, and just doing the things that you haven't had the time to do. Like, there is plenty of time here. So it's an interesting one of, like, there are kind of positives from having this time, as scary and I guess as negative as it is in some ways, that there is that. And I guess it feels alien for me to say this, because I just feel like, how can I say that that's a positive when there is
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's negatives to this, clearly. So I think it's, again, I think all of us just trying to navigate that and say, right, we may not know the bigger picture here. We may, you know, one day we will look back and say, ah, that's why that needed to happen. Like, oh my God, wasn't it, you know, such a blessing that that happens. Therefore, the world could do this, or the governments ended up doing this, or as a collective, we all ended up, you know, living our best lives, or like, you know, reevaluating our goals and what we wanted to do. And, you know, it's true, when you are physically forced to stop, everything that is a priority comes to the light, and your priorities suddenly get highlighted of, what's important to me? So I feel that so many people will be having these like aha moments of where their energy has been reevaluating maybe their work, maybe their home life, maybe their whole goddamn life. Like, you know, I feel that so many people will be having these moments of, I don't want to say awakening, but I think an awakening in a way of how they can live their life differently moving forward and what they want to do with their lives moving forward. And I think that's a positive. Reflection is always a positive. So during this time, you know, use it to reflect, use it to go within and say, right, what do I need to do? And, you know, what I have seen online is people almost like going above and beyond now. So they thought they were busy before, they're like going above and beyond. And I know that it's like a coping strategy, definitely. And like, you know, I've been conscious that I want to be present with you guys. I've been doing some Instagram lives with Hannah, like doing some meditation, some tapping with you. Like, I want to be there to support you guys. But I'm not doing it every day because I know that I would burn out. And I also have other work commitments, which I do have to stick to, which I'm super blessed is still, you know, in demand and allowing my small business to earn money. So I am very, very grateful for that. But I know that if I can't fill my own cup and have some downtime and me time, I'm not going to be able to show up for all of you guys in the outer. So it's just really important to remember that yes, we can learn a new skill, a new language, get crafty, try a new hobby, whatever it is, write a book, write a song, whatever it is you want to do. Yes, we can absolutely do all of those things. And this time is the perfect time to do that. But also, don't feel pressured. Don't feel like you have to. You know, as long as you are looking after yourself and your mental health and your well-being, like, that's what's important here. like I keep seeing this quote of like Shakespeare wrote King Lear during, I think it was the Black Plague. And it's like, oh, no pressure then. I just think like, no, like that's fantastic that he did write that. But we don't want to put that pressure on ourselves because then it kind of takes away the whole point of this, where we were meant to slow down, to reevaluate, to rest, to heal, to do whatever it is we need to do. So follow your soul here, follow what you feel called to do, because that's always the right answer. You know, if you want to go on people's lives and do dancing or yoga or meditation, fantastic, do it. But do it because you want to, not because you feel you have to be performing or you have to be, you know, like doing, because you don't, like you really don't. You know, if you're, you know, on the flip side, sat on your bum watching Netflix all day, then yeah, okay, maybe you could be using your time a little bit more productively. But again, it's just being sensible with all of this and just saying, right, what feels good to me? What do I feel called to doing? And some days you may not feel like doing anything, and that's okay. Some days you might just think, do you know what? The energy's really hitting me today. I'm just feeling a bit overwhelmed. I actually just really want to have a nice salt bath, relax, and read a good book. And even those two things in themselves is a massive part of self-care. And still a really positive thing that you can do. So stop putting pressure on yourself to write the next King Lear book, because you don't have to, Queen. Like, you really don't. Like, I am using this time to write my journal that's coming out in December. I'm using this time to finish off stuff for my book launch, Positively Wealthy. But I'm also using this time to slow down. Like, I actually haven't had a holiday since July last year. So I'm like, hey, it's not a bad thing. And I'm like, it's definitely not a bad thing now the weather's warming up here. So just slow down a little bit, create some space, have some fun, do some arty stuff, you know, whatever it is I feel called to do. But equally, when it feels good to obviously show up and help people and do meditations in the best way I can on social media and things. And, you know, also I've opened up the doors to my membership as well for the foreseeable future, because I just felt right now like that's going to help people. And obviously it's like super low cost, super affordable. So, you know, I'm not marketing it in any way. I'm just saying that, you know, that support is there if people would like it. The door's open for you, Queens. And obviously all the information's on my website. But, you know, I just thought it would be good to give people that opportunity to have a supportive community, have content daily and monthly from me, have that group coaching setting in a way that feels good right now, instead of, you know, feeling a bit lost, if that makes sense. You've got some direction and some help as well from myself and the other queens in there. So that felt good to me to do, because I thought, you know, there's no point just keeping it closed off to people, because I shut the doors a couple of months ago with our first intake. You know, like people will need that right now. So it's kind of just showing up in the ways that you can of, you know, I know that certain parts of my business definitely won't be in demand over this time, and that's okay, because, you know, I'm just trusting here. And I think that's all we can do, whether you're a small business owner, any business owner, or even employed. All we can do is trust through this process and trust that the universe is going to hold us, that, you know, keeping your thoughts positive is obviously really important, you know, reducing your time that you are watching news channels and newspapers if it's feeling negative to you is important. But over anything, it's a daily check-in of how you can best support yourself and hold yourself that day. Of, does it feel good to do some exercise? Does it feel good to rest? Does it feel good to go outside and just have a bit of nature time by yourself? Does it feel good to get crafty and do something you've wanted to do for so long and now you've got the time to do? So over anything, it's just really checking in with yourself and allowing yourself to feel what you need to feel right now, because that's the best thing we can do. That's the only thing we can do, is to continue to just feel, continue to allow, continue to trust, continue to surrender, and to trust in this bigger picture, whatever it may be. And we may not know that for a long time, and it's being okay with that uncertainty, not having to know the outcome, or not knowing to have to know why this happened and etc. Because I think we can just almost like drive ourselves a bit crazy with that, you know? Like, I know in my life with loads of different circumstances, I've driven myself crazy having to know the outcome, having to know why this happened, and sometimes it's like we have our own life paths, we have our own, you know, destinies and journeys here, but also we have a collective. Like, we've chosen to reincarnate during this time. So there's a reason that you, me, everybody is here right now experiencing this, because we thought, hey, this was a really good idea. Yep, I know, I'm kind of debating that one as well. But yeah, like, I think, you know, the way we can look at it is, you know, especially here in the UK, we've not had, you know, a situation like this since the Second World War. And it's crazy that, I guess, and I think we just became so comfortable. We became so comfortable with life, privilege, and everything, that now it's like the rug's been pulled from under our feet. And, like, you know, the elderly generation are like, yeah, now you know how we felt when we had rations, when, you know, we went through this. And, you know, it's actually just really disheartening that, you know, the elderly aren't able to get what they need right now, because obviously they served our country when we did go to war, and now, you know, they fought for us, and now they can't even get groceries because people are being selfish and greedy. And that's our generation. And I just hope after all of this, like, people really reevaluate their behaviors, their actions, and think, do you know what? Maybe coming together is a good thing, because it definitely is, you know, coming together, supporting one another, being that love and light, that positive space, you know. It's not me, I, all of this, it's we, us, and it always has been. And hopefully more people will awaken to that, and, you know, things throughout our societies and our world will change for the better, for the positives. And I do really believe that, that people will have to start addressing their own bullshit. And I'm sure even myself over the next 8 weeks will be, you know, doing some healing, you know, things will come up, and I'm sure it will for all of us. So it's just really about allowing, processing, trusting, flowing, allowing yourself to be held by the universe, your angels, your spirit guides, and also reaching out to other people. Like, you know, connections are not cancelled. So check in with your loved ones, check in with the vulnerable, call them, text them, FaceTime them, whatever it is, you know, this is the time for us to connect in other ways and explore that. And that could be quite beautiful as well in the end. And, you know, we could all realize that actually we really want to come away from technology and be more present in the physical, or technology could advance even more. One of the two, or maybe both. But, you know, I think trying to put what's happening in a box right now is a lot and tough, because none of us know. Like, none of us know. None of us know. And I think we've just got to be present with that and say, okay, this is happening. This is what's happening for us right now. What's the best thing we can do in this situation? What's the best thing that we can do to support ourselves, to support our mental health, to, you know, feel a little bit more at ease, and to feel, you know, some positivity and good vibes right now? And that's all we need to be focusing on. Remember, drag yourself out of the future trip into here, the present moment. Ground yourself, because when you ground yourself, you will feel so much more at ease during these uncertain times. So don't forget your practices. Do some meditation daily if you can. Do even some deep breathing if meditation you're not up to it. Anything, just, you know, even if it's a gratitude practice, even if that feels too much, just think about why you are blessed right now. Because you are. We are all blessed to have roofs over our heads, food in our cupboards, you know, to hopefully be healthy and well right now. Like, those are amazing things to be grateful for right now. So count your blessings, allow yourself to feel what you need to, and continue to ground yourself. Even if it's in your back garden, continue to ground yourself regularly, because this is what will keep you present, keep you in your heart space, and keep bringing you back to the bigger picture of being held and supported by the universe, and that we have the power, mind over matter, and everything like that. You know, we can, you know, heal ourselves, we can do all sorts of wonderful things, as we know with the law of attraction and spirituality. So, you know, call upon those. This is the time to really call upon those skills, resources, tools. And if you want to read a book, read a book. If you want to learn a new skill, learn a new skill. But don't feel like you have to. Go where you feel called to, because that is what exactly it is you need to do during this time. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to my podcast. I'm sending you all so much love, positive vibes and healing vibes right now. Please keep an eye out on my social media for the lives that Hannah and I are going to be doing. If you want to come and meditate with us, come and tap with us. I'm being present. I'm here as much as I can be. So don't feel that, you have to sit by yourself. Like, come and join our little community if you want to. So I hope you have a safe and well week, whatever you are up to. Sending you all so much love. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. And don't forget, you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. So sending you all lots of love. I know I said that 3 times, but I don't think you're gonna have enough love. Have some more love. And I will speak to you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.